Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today is another AMA episode. That is, Ask Me Anything. If you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll be happy to answer it on the air. Today's question comes from David in Pittsburgh. He says, thank you, Victor, for correcting poor advice for new real estate investors in a recent episode. Many popular real estate podcasts also recommend that new real estate investors start with single-family houses to learn the basics, and that's indeed how I got started. But now that I've made the transition to primarily investing as a limited partner in large syndication deals, I wonder whether starting with single-family homes is really necessary if your goal is to be a real estate investor, not an operator. Just like investing in Apple stock requires very different knowledge than building a smartphone, I find that investing in real estate as a limited partner generally requires skill sets that has very little overlap with the operational knowledge of running a single-family home. How applicable do you think is the advice to start with single-family homes for someone who ultimately wants to be a limited partner investor in larger real estate projects? Well, David, that's a great question. Here's how I think about it. Let's imagine you're in high school and you say to your teachers that you want to be a doctor when you grow up. And then somebody tells you that being a doctor is really, really hard. So you decide you're going to enroll in the nursing program instead. And then maybe someday you'll go to medical school after you spent part of your career in nursing. Well, that'd be kind of a ridiculous strategy. If you want to be a doctor, then figure out what it takes to be a doctor. Don't waste time doing something else because the goal is hard. The same is true for real estate investing. Only way you can become a doctor is by becoming immersed in the proper environment to achieve that goal. In this case, that environment is called medical school. Unfortunately, there's no such thing as an accredited apartment investor school. But there are numerous opportunities to develop as a real estate investor if you put yourself in the right environment. Like many, I started in single-family homes. And I have to say, it was truly a waste of time. It was a waste of 3 years of my professional life. I think it's important to go back to the basics of business. Michael Gerber, in his book series, The E-Myth, describes it extremely well. In his model, there are three principal roles in a business. There's the technician, the manager, and the business owner. And each of those roles are distinct. They're very different. Employees and the self-employed come into the real estate investment world with the technician mindset. That's the mindset that wants to know all the technical details, that wants to dig in and perform the work. That person not only wants to understand the details of how things are done, they probably believe that they're the best person to do the work. And therein lies the trap. Being a technician, being a manager, or being a business owner are very, very different. Now, the manager is also very hands-on, but they don't need to do the work. They play a critical role in overseeing the work. They note that if there isn't oversight, the business will probably fail because things are just not getting done correctly. People will fail to communicate properly. The manager is immersed in the day-to-day, so they're still working in the business. The business owner, on the other hand, just like the investor, is much more focused on the makeup of the business. They work on the business, not in the business. A shareholder or limited partner will work with the managing partners to make sure that they have the right team. That correct team will have all the necessary skills and experience to weather virtually any storm the business environment will throw at the venture. If there are significant gaps in the makeup of that team, then the investor won't invest. They'll focus on some other project. So the investor is really paying attention to the due diligence aspects of the project at the front end. They're interested in passive income, recognizing that the business is an active business. The investor will not get involved in the day-to-day operations. They're concerned with ensuring the right team is on the job. Think about it. To be successful in anything in life, you really need three things. You need the knowledge, number one. Number two, you need the emotional drive to make that happen. And number three, you need to be in the right environment. If you spend time in single-family homes, you're getting some transferable knowledge. The world of multifamily is quite different. The way you develop systems to manage on a large scale is completely different from what you do in the world of single-family investing. When you're hanging out with people who invest in single-family homes, you're in the wrong environment. You're not hanging out with other experts who invest in multifamily. And if you want to become an expert on multifamily, you need to be immersed in that environment. So the bottom line is, yes, you can learn something from investing in single-family homes. It will get you closer to your goal, but it's a very indirect path, and I believe you're going to waste a lot of time aiming for something that's ultimately not your goal. In the meantime, as you're thinking about that, aim for your target and make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.